This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to the first recording of the July issue of the Railway Magazine. All articles are covered by copyright. Coming up, editor's comment, headline news, multiple aspects with Lord Barclay, and railways in Parliament.
Train of thought, editor's comment. We are out. The country has decided in the recent EU referendum that it wants to leave the European Union. I have to admit, it isn't the result I expected, even though the indications were that it would be a close vote, and it was. Although the Railway Magazine takes a non-political stance, the decision to leave the EU will affect all of us in many different ways, including some we had never imagined, and in other ways still to be defined. The Railway Magazine will report on any railway-related changes or developments as they arise. As politicians prepare for exit negotiations, just how the change will affect our railways is far from clear, but we can be fairly certain there will be an impact. Not being part of the EU could lead to longer queues at passport control for the Eurostar and Eurotunnel services. Will we still need a separate track and operating structure anymore? Will there be a slower rollout for ETCS? Will the European companies who have invested in UK franchises lose interest? How the decision will affect rolling stock already ordered and is being built in Europe is unclear, but the best we can hope for, once the financial markets have got over the shock, is that foreign investors such as Hitachi still see the UK as a place worthy of investment, that proper trade agreements are forthcoming, and the country is not plunged into a long-term economic recession. In true British spirit, we will have to grit our teeth and get on with the difficult task ahead. Rip-off costs will derail...